You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and we're talking about love and lust today. And as it turns out, Philadelphia will soon be home to the country's first sex toy vending machine. It's called Pink Box, and it will sell condoms plus a range of other things for the experimental couple or do-it-yourselfer. We asked Todd Bookman to find out more.
Pink boxes will be located in places where adults and alcohol tend to mix, along with other age-appropriate venues. So there's little likelihood you'll pass by one while walking around with your mom. The machine looks like the type of thing you'd get a bag of Doritos out of, and its prices are low thanks to no overhead. I sat down with one of the company's co-founders, sex columnist and sexuality educator Timmery Schmidt. We started with the obvious. So why do we need a sex toy vending machine?
Well, we don't need anything, but it's a fascinating and really important thing to have available because sexuality is a really intrinsic part of being a person, and pleasure is an inherently valuable thing. And anything that can bring us more opportunities for pleasure, more opportunities for intimacy with other humans, which is another need, those things are great.
More opportunities to buy pleasure-producing objects, in theory, means more pleasure. Except there's not really any obstacles to purchasing adult toys anymore. Still, Schmidt says with the internet, you have to wait a few days for delivery, certainly a mood killer. She also defends Pink Box against criticisms, like the things we do behind closed doors should stay behind closed doors.
Everybody has a different idea of what is shameful and embarrassing, and we have drawn very arbitrary delineations about which bodily functions are acceptable to do in public and acceptable to even talk about in public. And those things are just socially constructed. So if we just talked about these things more often, we would be more comfortable. And that's part of why this is something I really believe in, because any opportunity that we have to talk about these things, then we can be like, I'm into that and I like this, or I don't like that, and that's fine too.
Schmidt says America's puritanical roots mask our ability to focus on what feels good and what our bodies are capable of. Perhaps we do think too much in terms of shouldn't and should.
I want to take away the word should from sexuality as much as possible. So I don't think anybody should do anything, but I want people to feel empowered to make whatever decisions are consistent with their values, that are, you know, interesting to them, whether alone or with someone else, that that they feel enthusiastic about it or curious about it, that simply we don't say no for no good reason.
I ask Schmidt, though, aren't we already oversaturated with sex from media and marketing?
We are saturated with a very particular type of sexuality. We're not really saturated with the human experience of sexuality as most of us habit. What we're saturated with is a commodified version. It's thin white women's bodies. Like that's what we're saturated with. Those are the messages that make people feel bad about their own bodies and think that only certain bodies are allowed to experience pleasure, are sexy, are allowed to be seen in public. You know, it's not the idea that sex toys are available that's going to make people feel any type of way. Like those are just tools that you're going to use according to, you know, your own personal needs.
Those tools will be available soon at select locations around Philadelphia. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.
Pink Box doesn't do this to excited shoppers. All right, forget it.